Hello, everybody. This is Empowering for You teaching session. Teaching for you. Okay, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, Lord, Jehovah God, we thank you. We thank you for your ability, O God. Father, Lord, Jehovah God, to teach your word. Father, Lord, Jehovah God, Father, to impart unto the listeners, O God. Father, Lord, Jehovah, that word in season that is for them. My Lord and my God, I ask that you help me, that you grant me the grace, and that you enable me to teach straight from the altar, straight from the fire, the undiluted, uncompromised, total counsel of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I place myself into your hands, Holy Spirit. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, the Lord laid in my heart to talk to you about reassurance, assurance. Now, what is assurance? It's a confirmation. Assurance is a confirmation of somebody's love, somebody's comfort. Everything you need, you know, you want to know for sure that something will happen, something good will happen, something you've been expecting, hoping for, praying for, longing for, has been going through your mind. You now want to know for sure that it's coming to pass. So that's the assurance when the first initial promise is made. Now, reassurance is that after some time, or maybe after things look like they have changed, a reassuring, again, the assurance comes that what was promised originally is still coming to pass. That's reassurance, assurance. Now, I'm taking the two together because the word of God is now. If we look at Hebrews 11, let's go there. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want you to really let it resonate. Really let it sink into you. The word now. Now is immediate. It's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow, it's now. At this exact point in time, now. Now faith. Faith is now. Faith is at this exact moment and point in time. Because faith operates outside time. That's why it is always now. It is just, it is like God. It is a spirit, a force, a power that God has given unto his children. That is where we live by, that is where we walk by, and that is how we go through this life. By now, faith. Now, we all know faith is the substance of things hoped for. So when I'm hoping for marriage, for a car, for a house, for finances, whatever it is, whatever relationship that needs to be mended, faith is the substance of it. So it is that core, it is where it originates from, the substance, the tangible thing. The evidence of things not seen. Because in the physical, you're not seeing it yet, but it is the evidence. When you have faith, there are other translations that say that it is the title deed. I love that word, title deed. Because like in real estate, when you are buying a house or land or anything that is assigned to you, it belongs to you, you get a title deed. It's a piece of paper which states that the holder of this paper, named such and such, is the legal rightful owner of that property. That means that they have access to it. They can do with it as they please. They can, it is completely to their disposal. It is also legal that they are the only rightful owners, that anybody else that claims or thinks, I want to use it, I want to have it, they cannot, because that person that is stated upon that paper, upon that document, is holding the legal and the real ownership and has this all power and authority and say over it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, so we see that now faith. So faith operates outside of time because it is like God. It is eternal. It is in the spirit realm, like the Holy Spirit. So we see that we have, when we have faith, when we hope, when we believe, and we know it in our, we used to say, when I was growing up in church, we said, you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. It is so deep. It is anchored inside you. There's nothing that can persuade you otherwise. There's nothing that can come with one remark, one situation, or whatever, whatever, and make you to think otherwise. Now, that is faith. So it is the root of it. It's the root of that thing which you want. It's your title deed. You can say to any mountain, any situation, anybody, anything that is opposing you, that is saying something different, you can say, look, I have the title deed. I have faith. I know that I know that I know that this has been promised, has been given, has been assigned to me. Therefore, you, whoever or whatever it is, have no right to it. You have no right to mess with it. You have no right to frustrate it. You have no right to delay it. You have no right to keep it from me. It is mine. I have it. It is in my heart. I have seen it with my spiritual eye. I have faith for it. I have the title deed. Now, when reassurance or assurance comes, it comes through the word of God. We go back to the source. We go back to our Father. And we say, Father, you said in your word that now faith is the substance. Now it is that I'm holding the title deed. Now it is mine. I found this. Scripture. It just jumped out of me and it is blessing me. It is making my spirit to rejoice. It is making me to be strong again in that which I'm hoping God for. And beloved, it works for you the same way, because that's the way it works in the kingdom of God, in all his children. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke 1:45, it says, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, this was the angel that came to Mary when he told her that you are blessed among women because you will bear a son, and this holy thing that is born of you shall be called the Son of God. So then she said, oh, well, be it unto me as God wills, as you have spoken to me. And then the reaction of the angel on her statement, accepting what was told to her, is that, and because of that, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, the promise here, of course, is that there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. So the assurance comes when we know that the word has come from the Lord. The assurance comes that we have believed. Praise the name of the Lord. So if we believe the Lord, what he says, that can be his written word, can be his spoken word, his revealed word, then we have the assurance that there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance of those. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I know that there are promises in your life. There are promises that you have, you are hoping and longing for. Beloved, I remember our father in the faith, Father Abraham. You know, he 25 years, he was waiting for the promise. But after the 25 years, it came to pass. I remember Moses, when he did his farewell speech, he said that no promise of the Lord, what he made to Israel, even as a nation, has been left unfulfilled. Beloved, that is reassurance. That is assurance. The word of God is your assurance. You can take it, we have this saying, you can take it to the bank. Once the word says it, when it is in the Bible, when the Holy Spirit reveals to you the word, which is a rhema word, revealed word, when you receive it, when you hear it, when you read it, you can take it to the bank. It is yours when you believe it. So the link here, the weakest link, is you. Do you believe? Do you believe? Belief is accepting the word of God for what it is. When he tells you, you'll be wealthy, you'll be rich, you will swim in money. When he tells you, you are healed, you are prosperous, you are up, you are not beneath. When he tells you, you will marry. When he tells you, he will set you in a family. He will grant you the desires of your heart. My beloved, there are 8,000 promises in the Bible. I can't tell them all. But you get my understanding. But you get what I'm trying to tell you. You can take it to the bank. You have the assurance by the word of God. Because what is written, what is promised to you, there shall be a performance. Shall is so, I love that word. It shall be. Shall. There is no doubt. There is no left, right. There is no other option. There shall be a performance. Beloved, be reassured today that God is making a way, that God is doing what he has promised. There shall be a performance of those things which were told to you, to me, from the Lord. Blessed be his name. Shall we pray? Our Father, Lord, and our God, we thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word is eternal, that your word, O God, Father, Lord, Jehovah God, is a reassurance, is an assurance, Lord, Father, that all laws, everything was created by that word. The power of the word is a seed. Everything that we need is in that word. And that word shall surely come to pass. It shall surely be performed as it was spoken, as it was told, as it was promised to us by the Lord. Whether it's in the Bible, whether through the Holy Spirit, even when we have a prophecy, Lord, because we believe it, and when we believe it, we'll meditate on it, we will ponder on it, we will keep it in our heart, we will rehearse it, we will memorize it, and you will bring it up in our spirit. And anytime there is a situation or circumstances come up that make us to say, wow, what happened here? That word will come up and raise a standard against that situation and remind us, reassure us. No, there shall be a performance of what the God, the Lord, has spoken to us. Father, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Lord, I declare now, oh God, Father, that the promises, oh God, Father, Lord, are yes and amen, oh God, in the lives of everybody that is listening to this, oh God. Father, Lord, that there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. Lord, it shall not tarry. It shall not delay. It shall not be hindered. It shall not be blocked any longer in the name of Jesus. But now it shall come to pass. Now it shall spring forth in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, Jehovah God. Adventure, Lord, that is down to God, Father, Lord, that is fear, anxiety, worry. Lord, you will bring peace. You will bring peace, oh God, Father, Lord. Oh, you will speak to their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and they'll come down. Lord, Jehovah God, they'll come out of doubt, Father, Lord, anxiety, worry, oh God, Father, because these things are not of yours, Lord. Father, they're coming out of it now in the name of Jesus, and they're taking and grabbing hold of the word. The word is taking hold of them, is rising up on them, and giving them the reassurance that there shall be a performance of those things which were told to them by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jehovah God, Father, oh, release your blessing, oh God, Father. Release your power, oh God, Father. Release your restoration. Release your anointing, oh God. Release, oh God, Father, Lord, the promises, oh God, Father, Lord, that you have for those that are listening, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that there shall be a performance, oh God, Father, that there shall be testimonies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, and we stand in agreement, oh God, Father, Lord. Oh, Father, against the wiles of the enemy, oh God, Father, who comes with doubt, unbelief, oh God, hindrance, blockage, oh, Father, we cancel them all now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over them. We bind those wiles of the enemy, Lord, and we cast them down into the abyss with the everlasting torment of fire, where they shall be kept until the day of judgment. In the mighty name of Jesus, now, Lord, I proclaim, oh God, Father, Lord, that the enemy, oh God, Father, is rendered powerless in the name of Jesus, because we are showing them here our title deed. Our faith, oh God, Father, Lord. Therefore, we rejoice. We rejoice, oh God, because we have what we prayed for. We have what we are expecting for. We have, oh God, what has been promised. We have what is told to us by you, by your word, by your prophet, by your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jehovah God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jehovah, for your might and your power. We thank you for your counsel. We thank you for your wisdom. Father, thank you, let wisdom, let the house of God. Father, Lord, grant them wisdom, Lord, to know, oh God, Father, Lord, how to hold on to that promise, how to, oh, Father, Lord, Jehovah, God, Father, stand upon your promise until they come to pass, until, oh God, they have fully manifested. In the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless your holy name. We say, Hosanna, who sit on the throne of praise. We say, Almighty God, we say, Everlasting Father, we say, Prince of Peace, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, there shall be a performance. Rejoice. I say rejoice. And again, I say rejoice, because you have what the Lord has promised you. And there shall be a performance. God bless you. Until next time. Bye-bye.